And now, by royal appointment from Her Majesty the Queen, we bring you Prince Gareth Jones with a Jubilee edition of Radio Radio.
Britannia, you are cool, take a trip. Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip.
Keep calm and carry on. Listening to Radio Radio.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I've gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she never does a thing for me. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she keeps the worst company. All her lords and her ladies in waiting, all crawling in the dirt like swine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but I hope she's the end of the line, oh yeah. I hope she's the end of the line. Her Majesty's living in a land of curtsies, a world of bluish blood and Nazis, yeah. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but I think she ought to call it a day. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl without one good reason to stay. I'd like to take her for a whiskey or two, but I've got a lot of things to do. Her Majesty's a throwaway song, just short of a chorus or two, oh yeah. Short of a chorus or two. A world of corgis and inbreeding, the royal corpse is barely breathing. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl with a circus for a family. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she's stuck with the royal we. I'd like to show around the center of town, but I haven't got a copy for her feet. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she's pretty much obsolete. Oh yeah, she's pretty much obsolete.
Greetings, pop pickers, and welcome along to the second edition of Radio Radio, a podcast presented by me, Gareth Jones, coming to you directly from my cold, damp flat in Bristol. And I'm putting this June edition of the podcast out during the Jubilee, because everybody seems to be cashing in on it, so I thought I might as well join in. And to commemorate this special Jubilee edition of Radio Radio, you can buy a very special limited edition Radio Radio Jubilee plate. It's hand-drawn and decorated by me, using the highest quality permanent marker pen. I've drawn a picture of the Queen listening to an iPod, and there's also a gold rim around the edge of the plate, created by using one of the finest gold pens I bought in Asda. So if you'd like to buy one of these special edition Radio Radio commemorative Jubilee plates, then just transfer £50 into my PayPal account and I'll send one to you. Anyway, we had three short songs to start off the show. First up was Cool Britannia by the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band from their 1967 debut album Gorilla, featuring the late, great Vivian Stanshaw. And that was followed by the late, great Mr. Frank Sidebottom, actually, with his really fantastic version of God Save the Queen. Thank you. And I put Frank on a couple of times. I put him on at Moles Club in Bath, and then about a year later at the Cooler in Bristol. And about a year and a half later after that, I thought, oh, I ought to put him on again. So I rang his mobile, And he didn't answer, so I left a message and said, and his real name was Chris Seavey. Of course, no longer with us. And I said, oh, hello, Chris, it's Gareth in Bristol. Be interested in putting you on again in the autumn. So then he rang me back and left me a voicemail saying, hello, Gareth, it's Chris here. If you're interested in putting Frank on in the autumn, then I think he'll be available in September. So if you give me a call, then hopefully Frank will be able to perform for you in September. I just found that quite bizarre. He didn't say, oh, hello, it's Chris here. If you want to put me on in the autumn, then just give me a call and we'll sort something out. He's like, if you want to put Frank on in the autumn, then get in touch with me. I mean, they were like two completely different people. Really bizarre. Oh, blimey. Anyway, Bonzo Dog, Do Your Bad, Frank Sidebottom. And then finally in that short song segue, we had Chumbawamba, Would You Believe, sounding very different to Tub Thumping, with their version of Her Majesty by the Beatles from the Abbey Road album, except they've written a couple of extra verses mentioning their hatred of the Queen and the monarchy. This comes from the same band who threw a bucket of water over John Prescott, so I couldn't really imagine them supporting the Queen. Unlike me, of course, I'm very patriotic. I think our Queen is one of the greatest exports we've ever known. And without our Queen, we wouldn't have, you know, Brian May guitar solos or Bohemian Rhapsody. So I think we owe a lot to our Queen. I am, of course, joking. I know it's about the actual Queen, not the group. But anyway, yeah, I don't give a monkey's about the royal family, to be honest, but if I can cash in and have a Jubilee special, why not? Everyone else is doing it. Coming up on this edition of Radio, I'm going to be chatting to eight-piece Cardiff band The School, although not all eight of them. That would get a bit too complicated. So I'll just be speaking to three members of The School ahead of their UK tour, which kicks off in Bristol and on the 6th of June. But this podcast comes out literally about a day or two before the gig, so you may or may not hear this before the gig. And also Eddie Argos from Art Brute will be taking part in a little feature I call Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed and Something Blue. All will be explained later, but basically it's a sort of indie version of Desert Island Discs, kind of. Anyway, back to the Jubilee-themed music before we chat to The School. And this is Hefner with Jubilee, of course.
Make me quiver in
out walking the corgis or eating a cucumber sandwich, one enjoys listening to Radio Radio.
Sing along for the Queen now. I'm not an anarchist, but I know a man who is. He composed this masterpiece about the nouveau stinking leash. Cabbages from future kings, marriage guidance counselors, geriatrics, losing hope, and Stephen Patrick's overcoat. Excuse my rudery, but stop what you believe. Last tango at the palace, Christopher goes down on Alice. A makeup girl from South Jews, unaccustomed to such privileges. Selected for the purposes, his mansion's secret services. The kind of secret services usually confined to circuses. Excuse my rudery, but stop what you believe. Prince Eric and Princess B, and all the work for charity. Every royal lion's head on every born and frying egg, and every stunning polo team in Hello Bloody magazine. While singing in candlelight, real to reels, disgusting facts, and dodgy deals with income tax. Stick me up on the stage, spin me up and train to straight. And if you feel this story sucks, that's probably because I made it up. I didn't really hit your lips or wings or castle fairy gifts. I can prove it wasn't me. I was on a stage in Kentish Town. I've always loved the Queen, my daughter's and her daughter's son. Princess A to Princess B and all the royal family. Stop the jubilee.
You're listening to Radio Radio with me, Gareth Jones. It's a Jubilee special. Not that special, really. I'm not having any street parties and Gary Barlow hasn't come round. It's quite normal, really. But I'm just playing a couple of Jubilee-related records. And that was Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine with Stuff the Jubilee. So they were obviously good fans of the monarchy. And that was a live version recorded at the HMV Forum in London. And before that, we had Jubilee by Hefner, which was originally a B-side on the Good Fruit single, but it later became available on the 2CD reissue of their We Love the City album. I suppose I should have played Jubilee by Blur as well, but I thought that was being a bit too obvious. Anyway, let's move away from the whole Jubilee nonsense, and we'll speak to Cardiff band The School. They're an 8-piece indie pop collective who make super sweet 60s style songs. You try saying that with a fruit pastel in your mouth. And I chatted to them earlier in the year, way back at Easter, actually, at a festival in West Bromwich, which we recorded in their car. So it was a little bit cramped. Obviously, I couldn't speak to all eight members of the band. That would probably be a bit impossible. So I'd just be speaking to three of them. And they're about to embark on their own UK tour. They've just supported the Primitives across the UK, and now they're going to play their own headline tour. And they play in Bristol on the 6th of June. But I'm so late in the day of putting this podcast out that I'm not really giving you much chance to hear it before the gig. But hopefully you will be downloading this or listening to this before the gig happens. I'm planning to put this podcast out literally as the Jubilee happens, and then the gig is on Wednesday the 6th of June. So it's a little bit tight, but, you know, hopefully we'll get there. So, yeah, I'll be chatting to the school in a couple of moments. But first, this is one of the double A tracks. Do people still have double A sides? Anyway, the double A side of their recent single. This is Where Does Your Heart Belong? Joined now by three members of the school, if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
Hello, I'm Liz.
I'm Harry.
And I'm Ryan.
We couldn't all fit here because we're doing this in a car, so the others aren't here. But so you're representing, what's the mathical three-somethings of the Not school? I don't know.
Yeah.
Three-eighths. And you're on to Difficult Second Album. Or maybe it was easy, I don't know.
No, it was okay. I think the third might be difficult, though. That's the one I'm scared about. No, it was okay. We took a bit longer doing it. I was a bit fussy with the songs. So there's no filler. It's all hits. But it's not quite half an hour long. So is it 29 and a half minutes long? 12 songs. Mm. Yeah, something like that.
If you were releasing this in the 90s, you'd be expected to try and pad out the CD for like 80 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
The last track with 20 minutes of silence and then a little clip of song at the end.
Yeah. Or like a video that you can play on Windows.
Or move the CD back and someone's being sick at the beginning.
Yes, yeah, actually, yeah.
Well, you say of your video, you filmed it in glamorous Weston-super-Mare for your current single.
Yes, at the pier and the lanes.
Was that out of season or...?
It was December, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite a sunny day, but yeah, it was not the warmest.
There's some people there staring, they weren't there.
Yeah, because we did look quite happy. We looked a bit too excited to be there. We were excited to be there. We got to go on lots of the rides. We didn't have to pay for it either. So the budget came out of the people making the video. So they sort of gave us money to go off, and it was quite good, like having extra parents. And yeah, so we just ran off and went on everything, and they filmed us all day.
Did you hire the lanes for the day then?
I think we did. Yeah, yeah, it was sort of, yeah. And then we just kept bowling.
And did you actually pick songs on the karaoke, or was it just were you just pretending for the video?
Oh, that would be telling. We're singing our own song in the video.
Yeah. It was supposed to be our video playing on the karaoke booth with the words, and we were singing along as it was playing on the single book.
And you're with Elephant Records Spanish label. Is there any language barriers you have between the label and yourselves?
Not really. In their emails, they're very enthusiastic. There's lots of exclamation marks in there.
Their English is very good. It's one of those things where they always apologise for the level of their English, and then it always is better than mine.
Yeah. And our Spanish is always appalling. I think first of all, we tried to speak it, and then I think we were told not to because we're going to offend people more if we don't try.
Yeah, Fran, who plays trumpet for us, she speaks Portuguese. I think there's some overlap between the two languages. So she tried speaking to someone when we did a festival there once, and I think she ended up almost getting into a fight.
Well, I tried to say we are the school, and I ended up saying I love myself at the festival. That was nice.
So we let Fran say hello and goodbye. That's all she's allowed to do.
Have they not encouraged you to record a song in Spanish then?
Oh, I kind of want to. I want to do an album or an EP or something and do it in Spanish. I think, did Stereo Total do that? They have it, didn't they? Get it translated or something like that? I think I want to do something like that, but it might have already been done. But I would like to sort of pay back all of our Spanish fans, pay them back. I'd like to give something back to all of our Spanish fans, but I don't want to insult them either by singing their language wrong at them. So we'll have to have a think about what we can do for the Spanish people, because they are so wonderful.
Is there a big sort of indie pop scene in Spain then? Like, there's so much that seems to be coming from Spain, more so than the UK.
They seem to have quite a lot of pop festivals, don't they? We've played like Lemon Pop and
South Pop.
I spoke to Bercy and they said they played a festival in Sweden and they were literally treated like pop stars, like megastars.
Yeah, well, we played a festival with them in Spain and they were treated a bit like that too. They got interviewed on for something in the same day that we did, didn't they?
There's a lot of signing things and taking pictures with people when we go over there. You do feel like you're famous.
You do get mobbed. It was great. We went when it was at South Pop. Me and Harry went for a walk outside the backstage area. It took us about an hour to go around because people kept having photos and signing things. Yeah, it was a little bit strange. I wish I'd have done my hair and stuff like that. It was a bit strange.
I think it was the last Spanish festival, wasn't it? Someone came up to Fran afterwards and said, "My friend wants to be you."
which is just going to encourage her, really. Encourage her in her wacky dancing.
We're about to go on tour with the Primitives.
Woo!
That's exciting.
Very.
We obviously with Tracy. Tracy, you're going to be Liz. Liz, is that going to happen?
Possibly.
And they've now signed to the same label as you, actually, haven't they? They're releasing an album of, is it like kind of obscure 60s yeah. girl songs?
Yeah. When we went to see Elephant, we got to hear one or two tracks, and they just sounded brilliant. It's really, really good. So we're quite excited to hear that, and we can't believe that we're touring with them. We played a festival, and they were on the bill, and they borrowed our tambourine, and like we nearly died about that. So yeah, getting to play a show with them was quite good. Did you touch my tambourine?
Did they give that tambourine back? Is that where it went?
Not sure. I don't know. We could ask them. We could be like, look, we'll support you, but there's this issue with tambourine.
Have you heard the Belle and Sebastian version of Crash?
Yes.
What do you make of it?
I haven't heard
it. It's really like, different. It's like slow, isn't it?
It's a bit like Cabaret Night, Phoenix Nights or something. I don't,
that's yeah. yeah, I've only heard it once. I need to give it more time, I think, then? As a grower. It's just come out.
It's one of those late night tales.
Oh, they just think a compilation, yeah. haven't they? Oh, yeah.
I see, right. With you. Na 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 na. I'm gonna crash. Na 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 na. So here you go, way too fast. Don't slow down, you're gonna crash.
Your music, I think your second album is going to have a slight change, but you were kind of seen as a sort of modern 60s sort of girl group sound. You have said to me before your second album was going to sort of delve into slightly different areas. How has it developed or changed?
It's not exactly that we've gone in a different direction. We've just gone into lots of different ones at the same time. So the ones that are a bit, I guess, the ones that are a bit more 60s. The first album was quite sugary, wasn't it? And
so is this your dark album?
No, it's not. It's really weird. It's really weird because we all listen to so much stuff. So I guess a lot more has come into it. But it's not like we've just gone a different direction. So the ones that are a bit more 60s are like, really, really, like 60s, and then we've also got a bit like you can hear the influence. You can hear the fact that I used to be in the Loves, definitely, and you can hear the fact that we once did a Ramones tribute set. You can hear that too. It's just a few more influences thrown into the mix, really. So yeah, it is a bit more Supremes, it is a bit more Ramones, and a bit more the Loves and stuff. That. But it all sort of melted into our own thing too, so it does. I don't know. It all feels right though. It doesn't feel like we've changed. It just feels like we're growing, and but not maturing.
At 29 minutes, you're not doing prog rock yet.
No. But it's like the song. Next album, yeah. We're not going that into the Loves. Whereas, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have 10 songs on one side and one on the B side.
I'm not afraid to die.
new single, which is out on glorious shimmery white vinyl.
Yeah. Yeah, and the album is too. It's all white. Yeah, it's called Never Thought I'd See the Day. And there's four tracks. And, well, it's supposed to be the double A side. The AA side is Where Does Your Heart Belong, which is also on the album. But it's kind of just turned into an EP now because there's four songs on it.
With a good Jonathan Richman cover on there.
Oh, good, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. and a Honey Drips cover as well. So we've got Jonathan Richman's When He Kisses Me was When She Kisses Me, but we changed it. And Honey Drips is called I Wouldn't Know What To Do. I just like that song. It's very sweet. So that's a more stripped down sort of one. But yeah, so we do the Jonathan Richman song live quite a lot in our set, as you will hear later.
Have you sent a copy to him?
No, he's coming to Cardiff as well, and I was too scared. I was thinking I could take it to him, but I thought that's a bit silly. This is your song. I don't know if he'd like it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Elvis.
he's part-time Elvis. I can't do Jonathan Richman's voice, clearly. He'd probably be very grateful but deadpan about it, I would imagine.
Maybe. So. But it's completely changed, though. We've completely stripped it and turned it into something else. But that's what I like doing with covers. We did the same with the Left Bank cover that we did, and suddenly it's just turned into, it just sounds like us. Like, after a while, we stopped listening to the original and we just turn it into one of our own songs. Kind of just like stealing.
Well, I think especially like a Jonathan Richman song, if you try and do it in the same style, it's going to come out sounding like a bad copy
like
of
an
it.
Idiot, yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice. I think we take a fairly different version of it.
We'll get the plugs in now. I think that's very important. You know, if you were on Jonathan Ross, you'd be flogging your new single. So I'm afraid
Ross.
I'm not Jonathan Ross.
But you know, shall not be on you.
But yeah, let's get the plugs out of the way. So you're on tour with the Primitives. The single's out. The album is out when?
14th of May on Elephant Records.
And then you're after the Primitives tour, you're doing another little tour and you're playing Bristol.
Yeah, all the other places. Yeah, it's a headline tour. We're playing Bristol in the Croft with a very, very nice promoter. And then we're also playing to places like Norwich, London, and Scotland, and Sheffield and Cardiff.
Happy touring.
Hooray, yay. Thank you. We'll be right back.
had an anus horribilis, but I feel much better listening to Radio Radio.
Turning on all the lights, slamming all the doors and keeping the rhythm tight. Bang the keys, smash out a melody. While I'm in the house and never
wasn't that absolutely gorgeous? That's Bristol band Mouse Deer, aka Holly McIntosh, and that was from her debut EP she released last year. That's The House That Never Sleeps from her first EP. She's about to release a second EP very soon, and she's supporting the school at the Bristol gig on the 6th of June. Of course, you know, forward thinking, I would have got this podcast out in good time for the gig, but I had a sore throat, which is probably good news to you, so you don't hear me wittering on so much. But yeah, I had a really sore throat, so it made it a little bit hard to record. And then we had that hot weather, and my flat was like a sauna. So basically I was just too hot and had a sore throat, so I was unable to record the podcast. So this podcast is literally coming out during the Jubilee, and the gig is on Wednesday the 6th of June. So the chances of you hearing this before the gig are probably fairly slim. But nevertheless, yeah, Mouse Deer are supporting the school, and there's also another band called I Am Horse. So we've basically got a school of mice, deers and horses. It's a real shame the school aren't called the School of Fish, and then we could have had the School of Fish, Mouse Deer and I Am Horse. In an ideal world, anyway. But yeah, Mouse Deer supporting the school. But I tell you what, even though this podcast is coming out just before the gig, the school, of course, are playing the whole country. And I must remember that not everybody listening to this is from Bristol. You could be from further afield. So I'll do the tour dates. You can see the school, obviously, Wednesday the 6th of June at the Croft in Bristol. Then the Duchess in York on the 7th of June. Nice and Sleazy. That's a nice name for a venue. Nice and Sleazy at Glasgow on the 8th of June. The Tunnels in Aberdeen on the 9th of June. Sneaky Pete's in Edinburgh on the 10th of June. The Harley in Sheffield on the 11th of June. The Queen of Hoxton in London, 12th of June. The Waterfront in Norwich, 13th of June. The Bullingdon Arms in Oxford on the 14th of June. Back in their home turf of Cardiff on the 23rd of June, playing 10 Feet Tall. And then after that, they're going to be at the Indie Tracks Festival in July. And I'm hoping to actually record an Indie Tracks Festival podcast special. That's if I can be bothered to take my recorder there and not have too much cider. So we'll have to see how that goes. But anyway, yeah, so the tour is happening all across the UK, not just Bristol. So hopefully this podcast will have some benefit. Anyway, coming up next on Radio, I'm going to be chatting to Eddie Argos from Art Brute, who will be picking a few songs for you in a feature I call Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something Blue. And it's quite simple, really. You just pick an old song that you like, a new song that you like, a song you've borrowed off somebody or someone's given to you or whatever, and a song that's blue, as in bad language, a little bit blue material. Don't tell your mum. So I'll be chatting to Eddie Argos in a couple of minutes. And we recorded it at a festival in West Bromwich back in Easter. And I must apologise, there is a bit of background noise from the bands playing. We couldn't find a quiet spot to do it. So there will be a bit of background noise, but you can hear it okay. But that's coming up after, well, do you remember bootleg mashups? They were all the rage for about 5 minutes. There's been a few good ones, but there's also been a lot of awful ones. This was one of the indifferent ones. This is Art Brute with Formed a Band, mashed up with The Knack and My Sharona. Have a listen and see what you think.
We formed a band. Look at us. son. Get along. I'm gonna write a song. It's universal as happy birthday. And it's gonna make sure that everybody knows that everything's gonna be okay. I'm gonna take that song and we're gonna play it 8 weeks in a row on Top of the Pops.
Eddie Argos.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you too.
First of all, before we begin this little soiree, it's a sort of low-budget Desert Island Discs. Before we do that, how are you finding life in Berlin compared to life in the UK?
Yeah, it's good. I've been there for a year and a half now, pretty much. So my German is a tiny bit better. I'm getting better at German.
What's the biggest difference for you living there to here?
The biggest difference? Everyone speaks German. That's the biggest difference. It's weird, actually, because I'm so used to being in Germany now and not knowing what anybody's saying. When I come back to the UK, I get overwhelmed by understanding. I'm on the tube, like, I know what everyone's saying, it's freaking me out. Because in German, I just turn it off, because it's just blah, 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 German.
Nine,
yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And your last couple of albums were produced by Frank Black, Black Francis, Charles.
Is
he easygoing? Is he a dictator? How's it been for you?
He's really easygoing. Well, he's easygoing in a way. He just sort of, with the producing, makes us play the songs over and over again and sort of directs us. If we like have a firm opinion on something, he backs down straight away. But because he's Frank Black from the Pixies, we just do what he says, really. Carl, do you think that's a good idea? We'll do that. You wrote lots of our favourite songs.
I don't know if anyone's suggested this to you before. I see you as Damon Albarn and Jack White. not musically, but...
Oh, I look like them.
You're a same kind of musical chameleon and doing lots of projects.
Lots of bands,
As well as Art Brut, everyone's in the French Resistance now, Glam Chops, Black Hearts, there's been countless others. How do you motivate yourself to keep having these ongoing projects? Most people are happy to just have one band, you know?
I don't know, I'd boredom. Boredom. I just like writing songs a lot. I mean, I have a new band in Berlin at the moment I've just started called Eddie Argos and the Lo-Fi Punk Rock Motherfuckers. We just recorded 6 songs. I don't know, I just like writing songs. I don't know. It doesn't feel like lots of work to me or anything, because it's fun, you know? Mm. Like, I don't know, I'd be doing it anyway, like it's... I like it a lot. Yeah.
No plans for an opera or?
I wouldn't. Glam Chops Christmas album, you know, we say it every year. That's I want to get a Glam Chops Christmas album done. I think this might be the year. We've written like 5 songs for it. So
we'll go through your song selections now. This is Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, and Something Blue. But don't worry, I'll take you through each one. Yeah. Something Old needs to be an old song released before the noughties, basically.
I tell you what, Paper Sun by Traffic. Growing up, I used to like take tapes from my mum. Well, my mum's record collection was in my room, really. And she had like blank tapes and things. So I was always like taping over her record collection. And I heard Paper Sun by Traffic doing that. And it's such a good song about living by yourself and stuff. And Paper Sun by Traffic's a very good song, and that's my old song.
But if you
Paper Sun, joined by Eddie Argos from Art Brute. Next choice is, we've got Something Old, Something New. This is a song of your choice released, well, ideally within the last 12 months.
I think it's within the last 12 months. The band Pris and Blue Tack Baby. I think it's cool. Like, they sound a lot like all the bands I liked, sort of, like Kinnicky or Shampoo or, you know, like Helen Love.
And that Snakebite City.
They sound a lot like a Snakebite City band. Yeah. And it's just exciting for me to hear that again. Like, oh, someone's making this. Because they're not, they're younger than me. They're not like my age making it. They're like kids making it. So it's cool to hear like people doing that again. They like the Manic Street Preachers a bit too much, but besides that, I think they're really good.
Was my biggest love. John started my head when I realised what he said. In the book or on the floor, wherever you ever were, 7 years has crept up on me. Well, I might fall back down onto those walls. 7 years has fallen back on me. Well, I might fall, well, I might fall, well, I might fall. Cut you out of magazines, place you right up to the top. In my room where you belong, think that was my biggest love. Cut you out of magazines, place you right up to the top. In my room where you belong, think that was my biggest love. I don't understand, when you're older they all seem tame. When you place them up there, it's like they mean so much to you. Hairstyles and pretty clothes. Want to be, just like them hairstyles are. That was my biggest love. Do 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 do.
Are you kidding me? He actually says he's inspired by the Claxons.
Oh fuck! Cut you out of magazines, place you right up to the top. In my room where you belong. That was my biggest love. Cut you out of magazines, place you right up to the top. In my room where you belong, think that was my biggest love. I hope you see, he now felt me, breaking down to the sticking mark again. I hope you see, he now felt me, breaking down to the sticking mark.
Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something Blue, with Eddie Argos from Art Brute. Moving on now to Something Borrowed. Now, this is a record you've either borrowed off a mate or maybe even borrowed from the local library.
I was thinking, it's sort of like borrowing a record, but my brother, and my little brother, who I have a song about him discovering rock and roll, he's always had much better taste in music than me. So when I first moved to London, he was always sending me tapes and music that he liked. And because of him, really, I got into McCluskey. And then through him, I got into Feet to the Left. Just from mixtapes you sent me, so I'd probably say Something by McCluskey is fair enough, like Lights of the Cocksucking Blues or something. Yeah, my brother put that on a tape for me, you know, and that's how he's got much better taste in music than me. So I say,
how does your brother view that song now? So you obviously wrote that how many years ago, roughly?
He was
your little brother.
He was 22. Wasn't
he still is so, your little brother, yeah, but he's not little. But
he's 30. It was 29, so 7 years ago. He doesn't like it. He says it's patronising. But I think, whenever we play it and he's there, he dances to it, and I see him sort of pointing at himself. I think he likes it. He says it's patronising, but I think it's probably annoying for him because he has got much better taste in music than me, and has always been, more rock and roll than me. So for me to be like, he just discovered rock and roll recently, he's 22.
But he hasn't formed a band.
He formed a band called Loopy Valles, and they all got tattoos on their arm, and then he changed his mind and didn't do anything. So, but yeah, he's got the tattoo of a band.
He took the sensible career option, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a teacher now. Yeah, he writes, it's good. But he got me into lots of really good music.
Either you are while you're falling apart and it opened a can of worms. were flying and flying is fearful of me. And I covered my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocks. I get blue. Crutch and I'm aching from fucking too much. And I know what I do, and it all points to you. Did you sell me to Wanderlust? And I'm fearful, I'm fearful, I'm fearful of flying, and flying is fearful of me. And I covered my eyes when she told me the news, turning me on with my lightsaber cocksucking. Are you coming? 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 Are you coming?
McCluskey there, Fight Like Apes, I don't know if you know them, they covered
I
that.
I love Fight Like
yeah,
Apes.
Yeah, they did a cover of that. I think it was very similar, actually.
Yeah. Fight Like Apes clearly love McCluskey as well. Like, there's also, I can hear them, their songs. Their last album, actually, that's the thing that I let my brother. I let my brother, what's it called, The Body of Christ and the Legs of Tina Turner, and got my brother into Fight Like Apes. So I've swapped him, McCluskey to Fight Like Apes, so that's good.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. Something blue could be, obviously, a song that makes you feel blue, makes you feel sad. Could be a song with the word blue in the title, Blue Monday, whatever. But I'm going for more of the Roy Chubby Brown kind of clientele. It's a song with bad language in.
There's a guy that, when I was growing up, I liked. He's a bit like an indie Roy Chubby Brown. Do you know Mindless Drug Hooper? There's a song called Fuck Off.
I don't have that.
No, I can send that to you again. Yeah, well, Fuck Off by Mindless Drug Hooper is probably my Southern Blues song. The chorus is like, fuck off, get out of my flat, fuck. I'll send it to you, but yeah. But my choice for a sweary song is Fuck Off by Mindless Drug Hooper.
Thank you very much. I'll leave you back to your drink now, shall I?
Yeah, you probably should, yeah. Maybe a coffee now, I think. It's been a long day.
Cheers, Eddie.
Yeah, that's right.
Some people say I'm nasty, some say I have my moods, but I think I'm fantastic, cos I'm so fucking rude. I was upstairs in my bedroom, trying on my new brown cords, when a man came knocking on the door who had from the electricity board. Well, I thought about letting him inside, but I wasn't moving fast. We'd only been there half an hour when he pushed his way right past. I said, fuck off, if you think you are, get out of my fucking flat. What do you mean you want to read the meter? Don't talk to me like that. Well, he left in a right fucking off, cause he'd hurt his fucking hand, knocking out me two front teeth, a cheeky fucking bastard. Picking up the bits of teeth when the landlord came around, said you owe me rent for the last 10 weeks, £450. But if you're short, don't sweat it, son, you can take your time to pay. So I grabbed his nuts, spat in his eye, said, what you fucking say? Fuck off! Who do you think you are? Get out of my fucking flat! What do you mean you want your fucking rent? Don't talk to me like that! Well, he left me an eviction note and a badly battered eye, just because I told him that I hoped he fucking died. Cursing the day I moved into the place, the scummy fucking died. I'm nursing my badly battered face when my two flat mates arrived. So I sat dead smoking to change the locks while they went out for bread. As one climbed in through the window, I slammed it on his head and said, fuck off! Who do you think you are? Get out of my fucking flat! What do you mean you live here? Don't talk to me like that! Fuck off! Who do you think you are? Get out of my fucking flat! Fuck off! Who do you think you are, you cheeky fucking twat? Think you are? Get out of my fucking flat! What do you mean you live here? Don't talk to me like that!
There we go, that's Mindless Drug Hoover with Fuck Off. And that concludes our little feature, Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, Something Blue, with Eddie Argos. And my thanks to Eddie, and also thanks to the school that I spoke to earlier. And best of luck with their UK tour.
Well, that's it. We've reached the end of this edition of Radio Radio. Many thanks if you listened. I had about 100 people that listened to the first one, which took me by surprise, really, considering, you know, I'm not remotely famous, and it was my very first one. I mean, obviously, that's not, you know, it's hardly Ricky Gervais territory. I don't think he's going to be scared about me having 100 listeners. But, you know, it was still quite nice to know that 100 people listened. That's better than nothing. I thought probably about 5 or 6 would listen. So anything more than that is a bonus, really. And hopefully 100 people will listen to the second one. Maybe more, maybe less. Who knows? But if you have listened, if you've been streaming or you've downloaded it, many thanks. And there will be another one. That's a threat, not a... more than a warning. Anyway, we'll wrap up now, but better get another quick plug in. Obviously, I've plugged the school gig, although by the time you hear this podcast, it's probably the gig's probably been and gone. But also, on the 22nd of June, I'm bringing back my old club night, Lipstick on Your Collar. Ran this night a few years ago. We ran for about 3.5 years. And basically, we only play records sung by girls. No kind of genre issues. It can be rock, it can be pop, it can be soul, it can be punk, it can be electro, but it has to have a female vocalist. So you know, it could be a 60s thing, like it could be the Supremes or the Shangri-Las, it could be Girls Aloud, it could be Lily Allen, it could be Hole, it could be Joan Jett, it could be who knows. Anyway, bringing it back for Ladyfest, because there's a Ladyfest Bristol happening on the 6th, 7th and 8th, I think that's the right dates, of July. And they need a bit of money, really, because just selling tickets is not enough to sustain running a festival. You can't just survive on ticket sales alone. So I'm going to be running Lipstick on Your Collar as a fundraiser event for Ladyfest, and that's on Friday the 22nd of June, back in our old haunt at our original venue, upstairs at the Hatchet. Haven't been to that place for ages. Downstairs is obviously a bit of a rock hangout point. You can drink cheap drinks and listen to Meatloaf and Pantera. But upstairs, the disco lights will be down low and you can dance to the sounds of the underground. So yeah, 22nd of June, it's a Friday night. £3 or £4 after 11 o'clock. So if you get in before 11, it's only £3. And all the money is going towards fundraising for Ladyfest Bristol. So I'll leave you with, I guess, the theme tune to the night. This is Connie Francis with, of course, Lipstick on Your Collar. And hopefully see you on the 22nd of June. And hopefully you can join me on the next podcast, whenever that is. I'll let you know. Cheerio.